online from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Oh, yes, you are. Thank you for connecting. How are you? Happy Thursday to you. Today is the 21st day of October. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, yeah, when you find out that Biden administration is against drilling and wants to, they shut down some other, what did they shut down? I just saw a headline earlier today, and I'm trying to remember what it was. They're not for drilling. Let me put it this way. And so as a result of that, this court case in Alaska at the district level, the environmentalist won, and Biden administration says, we're not going to appeal it. Fine. And so a huge oil field that would have been very beneficial to our country is on hold. So as you get through all of this, you can connect the dots. I think anybody can connect the dots going, oh, they're reducing the numbers of oil wells or drilling. They're not allowing them to drill for more oil. And my gas prices are going up. I'm no rocket scientist, but I think I connect the dots on that. Well, it's a little more nuanced is when the government spends money in large sums like they have been doing, a couple trillion here, a couple trillion there, people don't connect that to inflation. And inflationary pressures on prices is why prices are going up everywhere, and people are noticing it. 87% of the people surveyed said, yeah, we sure do see it, and we're concerned about it. So now they've already had trillions and trillions of dollars they've already approved, and they haven't even spent the money yet. But the $3.5 trillion deal that we refer to under that name, even though it's not 3.5, it was 5.5 or 6, they now are coming down to, they're starting to say, I heard one of the White House guys yesterday say, yeah, it's in the $2 trillion neighborhood. $2 trillion. Remember when Barack Obama did a fiscal stimulus for $700 billion? And people were holding their hearts. This is $2 trillion, three times as large. 300% bigger. And they're acting like, yeah, we've cut it way back down. I mean, this is just cheap. Who could argue against $2 trillion in spending? The problem they're having is today's the 21st. Remember Nancy said they were going to have the big government shut down. They were going to do it anyway. She extended this whole discussion until October 31st. Well, today's the 21st, so they've got 10 days. And 10 days in Congress goes by apparently rather quickly. So the White House and Democrats are hurriedly, according to the Associated Press, hurriedly reworking key aspects of Joe Biden's Build Back Better. So what they're doing is they're trimming things and saying, okay, now how much is it? And one of the things that we know that they already took out was free community college. Go on. Oh, please. I thought community colleges, if they weren't free, they were cheap. That's part of the attraction of you don't have to pay those outrageous tuitions to a high-priced four-year college. Go do your first 2 years in a community college and then transfer to a four-year college, and you save those huge tuitions in your freshman and sophomore year. So they're also they're working on things like that. But one of the areas that apparently some of the Democrats are having a heart attack over is climate change. They're trying, they're thinking about getting rid of $500 billion to battle climate change. And I'm wondering if they're coming to, if this, they've got to be according to, they've got pollsters. They've got people that work for them to go out and say, what do you think about climate change? Or what do you think about gas price? I'm worried about gas prices. Are you worried about climate change? Yeah, kind of, but not really. I think that's why that's getting polled too. Now, President Biden was over at the Martin Luther King Memorial today because it was erected 10 years ago. It was they cut the ribbon on that. It's been 10 years since the MLK statue over in on the Washington Mall. And so he was there, and he was talking about how important free pre-kindergarten is. And I know I sound like a broken record. Used to be called the Early Start or Head Start program. Look it up. There are some studies that say, oh, yes, it's wonderful. But most studies that have been done by think tank after think tank, and I'm talking liberal and conservative, said that it does help a child in the first grade, in the second grade, and by the third grade, there's no difference between a kid who had a Head Start program and a kid who did not. So in other words, it really doesn't make any difference in the life of a child and their educational pursuits. I think what makes a difference has nothing to do with $500 billion. It makes a difference about mom or dad or both sitting down with their young little kids and having fun. And there's oh my gosh, they've got online games, but I mean, they got fun little things about shapes and colors and the alphabet and numbers and all the things that all little children have to tackle. And It doesn't cost a dime for mom and dad to do that. Fine, buy them a software program or a free download for an educational something for little children. They've got all that stuff. I remember when my daughter was little, PBS had a lot of children's programs online that my daughter loved. They were fun. They were games, but what they were doing was they were sneaking in learning. And so she was learning all these things. Who was the Count Dracula? I mean, all those characters. They were Big Bird, all that stuff. You can watch that free on television. Sesame Street. But these expensive programs, first of all, they can't find enough teachers for regular schools. We have a shortage. And yet they're trying to expand more education and make it free. It seems like if I was on that committee, I would say, come on, let's scratch that. They got this new federal program for at least 4 weeks of paid family leave. And may I sound like the old curmudgeon for a moment? Yes, just for this moment. I don't understand this. I'm from a different generation. I admit it. I get the mother because she just squeezed a baby out, and pregnancy and the birth and all of that. And if she has a C-section, mom needs some time to recuperate. That's a big deal. Mom needs some time. What does dad need? Oh, I know, bonding. Well, bond in the morning, bond in the evening, bond on the weekends. I don't know if you remember your father bonding with you when you were 1 or 6 weeks old. Maybe there's some scientific reason that they can prove. And then on top of that, now I'm going to get in trouble. Pete Buttigieg and his husband, I guess, just adopted a baby because Pete Buttigieg during, he's the transportation secretary, and we're having a little bit of a problem in the transportation sector in this country. If you haven't noticed, Mr. Secretary, he just got back yesterday from 4 weeks off for paternity leave. I'm going, you didn't have a baby. Neither did your husband. I know you have a little baby at home, and I don't know the details. I presume they adopted a little baby. But I'm going, really? You needed paternity time? So they want 4 weeks of paid family leave. Apparently now, in some places, I'm not sure it's federal, you can get 4 weeks leave, but it's not paid. But it's up to the, it should be the employer. Why should the federal government be able to tell a private company, you have to pay this person, even though they're not showing up? So these are some of the things. They also want to extend, you knew this was coming, the $300 monthly per child check that you get if you have children at home under 17 or under. $300 per nose. And, well, there's an age break where it's one, I think it's 200 or 300. Anyway, $300 monthly child tax credit is a check that's sent to parents. And it's supposed to expire at the end of this year. And in this Build Back Better program, they want to extend it for one more year. Now, you know as well as I do that at the end of the next year, there's an announcement that, okay, we're cutting that off. Are you kidding me? Can you hear the screams that are coming out of the offices of Congress where all they're getting calls from people? You can't cut me off. I'm getting $900 for my three kids. What did they do before? So we'll talk about government spending and how it's driving up inflation. But nobody seems to connect the dots. It's clearly driving up inflation. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
I'd like to nominate Tom Sullivan for the White House press secretary.
Please clap.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, so they've whittled it all the way down to about $2 trillion. We'll see how that goes over. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Brownie in the San Francisco Bay Area. Hi, Brownie.
Hey, can I hear you now?
Yes.
I'm calling. I'm a former Alaskan. Well, I say former only because I'm not there at the moment. Raised in Alaska. I've seen firsthand up there the oil companies. Now they'll sit and cry. We can't afford to drill. We can't afford to drill. They're subsidized by the state of Alaska.
Right.
They're making more profits there than they are in all of their U.S. holdings. Period. Taking more money out of the state of Alaska than they're making anywhere else put together. Now.
Phil, wait a minute. Fill me in on something. Fill me in on something. I don't doubt what you're saying. You lived there. I did not. But I have read for years about the, I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars of dividends that the state pays. The money comes from the oil company. Is that right?
Well, now that comes from what is called the permanent fund. This is some far-sighted lawmakers in the past put away a bunch of money, and they call it the permanent fund that is not allowed to be touched. However, the interest that is drawn on the investments that this money is spread out through a percentage of that is spread throughout the residents of the state. That is the dividend.
I'm looking at the history of, thank you for the name of it. I looked it up, the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. It was originally worth $64 billion, funded by oil revenues. So I thought it came from the oil companies.
A lot of money that went in there was from oil revenues. There's also there's a whole bunch of gold, lead, and zinc mining that goes on up there. There's coal mining.
Wow.
So that's
part of it? That's
all part of the permanent fund, yes.
Interesting.
Now, the state of Alaska has been trying for years to get their hands on that original money. And now,
they
have been cutting down services such as the Alaska Marine Highway, which is the Blue Canoes, they call them. They're the ferry system that runs between all these ocean-locked towns like Una, Angoon, Gustavus. People get from the little village into the bigger city, 30,000, I should say, a bigger city of Juneau.
Yeah.
That's where they do their shopping. The governor actually shut that down, most of them, for a while. Now there's a few of them back in service. They're hurting for money up there, according to the cabinet that's in power right now.
I would assume they would be whining. You know, they want to make it cheaper for them to do their business. But what's your impression of the oil companies drilling up in the Arctic Circle? I mean, is that something that you are for or against?
I actually have mixed feelings. If it's done responsibly, then, you know, you have to have industry. The oil's got to be coming in. The one thing that Sarah Palin did right when she was governor up there was she created a thing called ACES, Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share. When the price of oil goes up, the amount that goes to the state of Alaska goes up. And as soon as she quit her post to go run for president, the incumbents were very quick to 86 that idea. They gave them more subsidies to go in and drill.
I didn't know the details, but I heard that she did something. She went after the oil companies and got a bunch of money from them. And then the minute she's out of sight, they changed the program? Dirty pool.
Yes, they did. Yes. Well, you know, that's politics. And that's big money. So the other thing I wanted to touch on is the...
Real quick. Got 30 Alaska seconds. 30 seconds. Real hurry.
Alaska Fire is it's a wonderful idea. However, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of the natives up there, they get money from the Alaska Native Settlement claim. So they have plenty of money. They would rather go live on that money than to go work. So giving them first crack at a job is a great idea, but first you have to find one who wants to go work.
And I got you. So there's more to it. Hey, Brownie, call back if you can. I'd love to talk more.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand. Time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is. These government programs, man, once they start, you're never going to get them back. But when it comes to oil and gas, these things take years and years and years to engineer and organize and fund, do all of that before even a drill bit goes in the ground. And by that time, another president's in office, and bingo, everything gets scrapped. So they're very leery about going forward because of the political environment can change on them and change their whole plan. And in the meantime, they've invested a few billion dollars. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Matt in San Ramon, California. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hi. Good. What you thinking?
Well, okay. I get the whole electric car push. I get it. Okay. It's just funny is now we're going with the electric cars and we're relying on solar and wind. But my point to that whole thing is, and, you know, please take this for what it's worth. You know, these electric cars, they only help the wealthy. They're the ones that get the tax write-offs. None of these poor people can afford electric cars. So in the meantime, they're trying to push this green program, and then gas is going up to $5 a gallon. Yeah. And poor are the ones that are typically, they're the ones doing the 60-mile commutes every day. They're driving in. I'm in the Bay Area. They're driving from Tracy or
the
jobs are.
Yeah.
Right. And so cost of living. Go ahead.
Let me just make sure you are fully informed. I am without electric car right now because they can't deliver the one I've ordered. But I've had a Tesla for 6 years. And I'm not arguing a point with you. And as much as I love the car and I think it's great, I think it's insane that President Biden wants 50% of cars to be electric in another decade. And I'm going, where are you going to get the electricity for it? Where is that coming from? And if I haven't personally, if you haven't personally received my thank you note, since I presume you're a taxpayer, thank you very much for the tax reduction for me getting my Tesla. Yes, which I did not need or want, but I was more than happy to accept. Nobody's buying a Tesla because of the tax credit, but they're giving them tax credits. It's nuts. Crazy.
Yeah.
So,
and to think that they can meet all these electrical demands with solar and wind is just beyond me. And there's a guy that does, he was a former Greenpeace person. He does a YouTube. He's now doing around speaking as well, but he's pushing for nuclear. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say a dirty word on the radio, but
yeah,
you know, China is building hundreds of nuclear power plants. So is Russia, you know, and oil and gas are going to run out sometime. I don't know when, but it will run out or it'll get low, and it's the cost to find it's going to get more and more expensive. But these guys are crazy if they think solar and wind's going to replace fossil fuels as far as energy goes.
It's a nice little extra, but you know that your utility company, this is the thing, your utility company has a gun to their head by the regulators, and they have to buy a certain percentage of wind and thermal and solar, and that type of energy is many times more expensive than oil or gas fired electrical energy program. So you get a bill from your utility and you go, oh my gosh, look at how expensive this is getting. At utility company, they're a bunch of thieves, they're a bunch of highway robbers. No, they're just passing on the cost that they are forced to pay. It's not the fingerprint of the politician is nowhere on that utility bill, but it's because of them, not the utility. Not the utilities are innocent, but you've got to remember why the cost is so much more. And for those of you in California, why do you pay so much more for your energy is because of exactly that. Your utilities are forced to pay premium prices for alternative energy. And it's not enough to save you when you have one of those heat waves. Everybody's got their air conditioner on and they shut off the power. So I don't know what the answer is. People are need to be informed.
I say it's nuclear. I say it's nuclear.
I'm with you. By the way, Matt, you're not alone. I think I don't want to speak for them, but I thought I read about a year ago that the Sierra Club, the big environmental group, the Sierra Club is for nuke now, and they basically said we've learned, and it's the cleanest, most efficient, cheapest. It's not the cheapest, but much cheaper than windmills. But try and get a nuke plant built. That'll take a decade, and then throw on another decade because of all the lawsuits. So by the time you're an old man, maybe you'll see a nuke plant.
Right. And in the meantime, they're closing the one down, I believe, in San Diego. Is that the one they're closing down?
I heard that. We have one here in New York that they closed down this past year, Indian Wells. It gives, I forget how much, it's like half the electricity for New York City comes from this nuke plant, and they shut it down. Now, do you think that there's any fewer lights on in New York?
No.
And it gets cold. So, yeah.
I mean,
and they're pushing. I'm with you. They're pushing all electric homes, and I mean, this, you got to be of a certain vintage. Well, you go back in time, and I want to say it was in the 60s, and I remember there was a big push going on for, they had ads with all these wonderful smiling families. We bought an all-electric home. I don't know about you, but electric ovens are, electric stoves are terribly inefficient. All-electric homes cost a fortune more than gas. If you have a swimming pool or a hot tub, you're in California, you're required by law to have one of those. Try and heat. I had a hot tub one time that was electric. It took me 5 hours to get it halfway up to lukewarm. It's crazy, but they're pushing all electric, and it's some environmental group that thinks that electricity grows on trees.
A nuclear electric dryer is outrageous compared to natural gas. I mean, that'll eat up your bill, too.
Yep. I'm with you. All right, Mr. Nuke.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Matt. Thank you. I appreciate the call. So Mitch McConnell was asked about all these free programs for children and schools and community colleges. Cut 11. He says once these programs start, they will never end.
I mean, obviously, the Wall Street Journal figured out what the game is. The game is to shrink the cost, start a whole lot of programs, and claim that it doesn't really cost that much because they expire in a year or two. And the goal, of course, is that they all become so popular that we get them forever. Look, this is just one more round of the kind of inflationary policies that they enacted earlier this year on a party line basis. They dumped almost $2 trillion on the economy, sent inflation through the roof. And they're not through. They want to keep on doing it with higher taxes and entitlement programs. What that means to your viewers is they never go away. You can make them look less expensive by saying that they're going to expire in a couple of years, but their gamble is that once they start, they never end. And of course, the deficit continues to mount.
And that's Wall Street Journal editorial today is great on this, saying the $2 trillion deal that they're talking about is phony too, because it's really the $3.5-4 trillion deal that they're just going to make it shorter in time. But once it's shorter in time, if it's 5 years from now instead of 10, to Mitch McConnell's point, the old turtle's pretty right. They're not going to get rid of the programs in 5 years. You can bet on that.
Yes. This is the third time I've called. Should I hold or what do I do?
So here's one of the other problems that I think whoever is advising Joe Biden is giving him bad advice, because he keeps coming out saying that these trillions of dollars of spending will not cost you a thing. Cut 12. Here's the president.
The cost of the Build Back Better bill in terms of adding to the deficit is zero, 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 because we're going to pay for it all. In addition to that, half of it is a tax cut. It's not spending money. It's a tax cut for working class people.
So I've just asked you, do you think you're going to get a tax cut? Do you think this will cost zero for spending trillions of dollars and it won't impact the deficit? I feel like he's treating you like you're stupid. He must think you're stupid. To tell you something like that that is insanely wrong. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, says this: what we talked about yesterday, the IRS snooping in your bank accounts. He says this is going after working class Americans, not the rich.
If you have an $800 a monthly payment for your rent, you have a $400 for food for the entire year, $10,000, you are now going to be audited potentially and certainly investigated your accounts by the IRS. But the truth is, every single working American will still be captured and their financial information would be transferred to the IRS.
Yeah. It'll be done electronically, but your bank account will be sent to the IRS. The banks will probably have to download everything daily and send all this stuff off to the IRS. And I don't know, maybe it's so much information they won't be able to do anything about it. But they'll have it to really, really put the magnifying glass on you. Mitch McConnell responded to this whole thing, too, about the IRS. Let's listen.
It's as if every single American was under audit every year. This is completely outrageous, a violation of privacy, and I hope in the end those advocating this will back away from it. I think the American people are going to go berserk over this.
Yeah, I think they already are. But this is some of the stuff that is in this particular bill. He was also asked about, hey, while we've got you, can you talk about the rumors that Senator Manchin, yesterday, word came out that he was going to switch parties from Democrat to Republican, and he told the media last night that's absolutely not true. Here's what Mitch McConnell had to say about it.
I don't, but it would solve the problem, because if I were the majority leader instead of Chuck Schumer, we wouldn't be doing this. The country does not need it, does not want it, and I wouldn't be putting this kind of package on the floor.
Yeah. So the prognosticators that are, you know, the real political weenies out there that try to predict what's going to happen, and they know which states senators will be up for a re-election. And a lot of the senators that will be up for re-election this year that are Democrats are in blue states. So the chances of the Democrats losing Senate seats is pretty small. And same with the Republicans. The Republicans are primarily that are up for re-election are from primarily red states. So a lot of the prognosticators are saying do not expect this 50-50 Senate to change into being benefit for the red or benefit for the blue team. But in the House, that's a different story. And there's a lot of Democrats that are doing what Republicans did a couple of years ago, a lot of Democrats announcing their retirements. And they're not from super blue states. So the guesstimate is that the House will revert. I know it's awfully early. The guess is the prognosticator saying the House will revert to the Republicans, and which is typically the case with the party in the White House usually loses seats in the first midterm. So the prognosticator is saying the House will go back to the Republicans. Nancy will probably retire at that point because she will not be Speaker. The scramble for leadership on the left will be interesting to watch, but Kevin McCarthy will probably be the new Speaker, which I'm not real thrilled about either. He's not an impressive guy. He doesn't seem like that. But the Senate will probably remain 50-50. That's the prognostication. And so I know it's a year away, but it's apparently these people really watch who's up for election, who's quitting, who's resigning, who's retiring, and what kind of state do they live in. So we got all that. Plus, we got the stock market. We'll get to the numbers here in just a second. But I saw a guy being interviewed earlier today about the fact that the stock market has hit a new record high. It did yesterday. more today. And so therefore, the ultra wealthy must be doing really great. And what a disconnect. And I'm thinking, for a long, long time, it's been 60-some percent of people say that they own something in the stock market, either individually or through their retirement plan or through a 401k or a mutual fund. And the problem that I'm having with all of this is what it really is the stock market's going higher because this is about the earnings report from the third quarter, and corporations were making lots of money. Why? Because the government handed out a lot, thousands and thousands of dollars to individuals, and you went out and bought companies' products and services. So, of course, they're making great earnings thanks to the government sending money to you. So, meantime, one man comment line, Ben. I know. I said where was a market, there was a new record. The S&P had a new record today. But the Dow was down 6, not much movement, at 35,603 off of a record yesterday. S&P up 13 to a new record, 45.49. NASDAQ up 94. Price of gold down a buck to $17.83. The price of oil down a buck to $82 for one barrel of oil. On the comment line, this caller can guess what Brian Laundrie's last journal was.
This just in, the final entry in Brian Laundrie's notebook says, "Hey, look, here comes an alligator."
It could have been. Oh, my gosh, that place has gators. It has a deadly snakes. We'll find out if that was really Brian Laundrie or not. It's a great conspiracy thing. And finally, this caller thinks that Steve Bannon is going to have an easy time if subpoenaed.
Pretty easy for Steve Bannon to go before and give his testimony. Just pull a Hillary Clinton. I don't recall. Pretty easy.
That was what John Ehrlichman did, too, during the Watergate hearings. It's a great answer in Washington. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you tomorrow.